When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
We should never take our knowledge or our skill set for granted. That was the big takeaway for me, actually, in the last 24 hours. I don't want to say today, because today I was just working on comics. And what was I working on? Yeah, that's all I worked on today, was comics. That's kind of cool. I didn't have to work on anything else. Recording in my car again, just before I go to class. I've got class in about 10, 15 minutes, so I got just enough time to get another Thunder Punch Daily done as part of the Art Sound Off Challenge at artsoundoff.com, where I and my buddy Rob Stensinger are challenging ourselves and the world at large to do a daily audio journal at some point every day for the month of November 2015. What is today? Today is the fifth, Thursday the 5th of November 2015, and why did I start with this whole not taking our knowledge for granted thing? That sounds kind of dangerously close to a platitude. And it is, I think it is a platitude. But what am I specifically referring to? I'm going to cite an example that has nothing to do with my classes, and then I'm going to talk about my classes. Because I teach comics classes if you're tuning into this thing for the first time. And hi, I'm Jersey Drozd. I'm a cartoonist. you know, every once in a while, you go on the internet looking for help on some topic, right? You need to know something, you don't know the thing. So guess what? There's millions and millions and millions of people on the internet who are sharing their knowledges in one form or another, whether it's through forums, whether it's through YouTube how-to videos, whether it's through podcasts. In some way or another, people are sharing their knowledge. Well, if you ask in the wrong places sometimes, you'll get people who will, instead of carefully considering the nature of your question and your specific, you know, experience level or skill set that led you to ask that question, you can sometimes get some less than helpful or sometimes outright, let's just say mean responses to it. No, duh, how come you don't know that, dummy? That kind of thing, right? Or much, much worse than that, often. And that's one of the, that's one of the thing that really pushes my buttons, is that nobody gets to make somebody else feel rotten for asking a question. You know, like when people say in my classroom, you know, I'm like, oh, this is a dumb question, but I'm like, you know, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to shut it down and say there aren't dumb questions. If you don't know something or if you don't understand something, you shouldn't feel nervous about approaching somebody who presumably has that knowledge to try to get that knowledge, right? Pursuing knowledge is a good thing, right? And ignorance is nothing to be punished, right? Anyway, I mean, we can go into the whole thing about ignorance and stupidity, but I don't want to go there. My big idea is, like, the responsibility I feel as an instructor and as a creative person in general to just not take for granted that what comes easy to me through years and years of practice should instantly come easy to anybody else, or be obvious to them, for that matter. And so the case in point is in my adult comics class yesterday, we were working in Manga Studio, and I thought I explained the concept of layers pretty clearly, but some of the students were having a little bit of a hard time understanding this notion of, like, why would you even want to draw different pieces of a drawing on different layers? Like, what purpose does that serve? Like, what advantage does that serve, right? So I explained the function, but not the advantage all that clearly. And even the function, like, when the more you think about it, it's like, I've been using drawing apps with layers for, gosh, how long now? Like actually going on 20 years, right? Like, 95 was when I started using Photoshop and Illustrator, and I believe they had layers at that point. I'm pretty sure they did. So, you know, it took me a second to go back and remember what that was like, understanding that paradigm of, like, you have a canvas, but you also have this three-dimensional stack to the right. And you could put different pieces in that stack that you can toggle on and off with a little eyeball icon. And on the canvas, it all looks like one drawing, even though it's a bunch of separate little drawings that composited together on your canvas, right? It seems perfectly natural to those of us who use these applications all the time. But remember, I'm dealing with adults who have never used this software before, not even Photoshop, right? So this is weird. And it dawned on me that I need to be a little bit more considerate of my audience. And this is when something Rob and I talk about in the Lean Into Artcast all the time is thinking about the user, right? Thinking about empathizing with the person who's using the thing that you're making or the service that you're rendering. So what is the experience level, right? So you know, something I think I'm going to implement at the top of every class is a quick little reminder of how layers work, sort of like a refresher at the top, just to like, because like if you're only checking in for like a couple hours a week and you don't have the application at home, how are you supposed to stay limber on it, right? That's another thing, thinking about the user's experience. But yeah, so it dawned on me that there's always things that, like when you start accomplishing a certain amount of skill, certain things become sort of second nature to you. You don't even think twice about it. And I think this is the difference between somebody who teaches well and somebody who doesn't, is being able to understand what it looks like from an outsider's perspective, what you're doing, and how to reverse engineer what you're doing to explain it to somebody who's never done it before. You know, it's like, this is one of those things where I think an old example is like, try to describe the sensation of skiing to somebody who's never done it before, right? So you have to start talking in metaphor, you have to start talking in poetry and all that stuff. But the big idea is just consider who's doing the asking. That's a pretty big one. Something I'm going to try to be more careful about. I think I'm pretty careful about it for the most part, but it's interesting to me that it's something that you have to remain careful about. Must be ever vigilant, I guess. So that's my check-in for today, I think. I'm going to keep this one a little bit briefer, because I know there's a lot of people playing this Art Sound Off game, and if you are tuning into this, Thunder Punch Daily, as the only one of the Art Sound Off podcasts that you're listening to, I encourage you to go to twitter.com/artsoundoff, and you can check out all the different people who are participating in this thing. If you want to play along as well, hey, it's only the 5th of November, so there's still lots of time to cast your voice into this whole challenge of checking in. You don't have to check in every day. Do it once a week. Right, do as often as you can. But yes, the goal is to eventually get up to, you could do, like, treat it like a couch to 5K, right? It's like you do it like every other day for the first 2 weeks of November, and then the final week you do it every day, right? That kind of thing. But the whole idea is just to like get you in the habit of looking at what's happening around you and reflecting on it. Or look at some of the bigger picture things that are happening around you and reflect on it. And that's if you go to artsoundoff.com, there's a list of prompts there that you can go to. To give you some ideas on where to start. So, okay, that's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
It's a good thing Orko got my sword back today, or Prince Adam might never have been seen again. The rock man who took my sword thought it made him a leader, but he was wrong. A sword or any other symbol doesn't make a person a good leader. What does is intelligence, respect for others, and an unselfish desire to do good. People are proud of a leader with those qualities, so if you develop them in yourself, you could become a good leader too. See you soon.